Lamp oil. Rope. Bombs. You want it?
This is illegal.
I've been selling rope and bombs so long as even then of things as my mind this time.
Good.
I and that you can curse with rubies on my mind. Toss my chain in my hand and at length in my pipe. I looked on my shoes and slipped and enter. And my homies is coming so don't trust my enter. And tough in not a bad deal of way. I'm living life is a lord. What can I say? I'm 26 now, but when I live to sell another year, top and things is holding, I don't know.
Tell me why are we so blind to see that top bombs we buy? But you didn't me.
Huh?
My boy, and off their dice, landing in the more shoots, pair of dice. And off their dice, landing in the more shoots, pair of dice. Kings and off their dice, landing in the more shoots, pair of dice. Kings and off their dice, landing in the more shoots, pair of dice.
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm going to slam my desk a few times. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pull News Network. What are you going to talk about today? We're going to talk about 4chan just removed the IP counter. Misandry. Hindu headmaster. Rapes girl. Top Keck, Roasty, living in Sweden, and her birthday. And for the finale, women are not romantic, die for her, fuck Rose, meme flag, Catalonian, whatever. It's women hate slide threads, yay! That's the show. Let's get to do it, shall we? Sakura says, I have a deep disdain for the whammons in my office today. Sakura, lay it on me. Lay on me the stupid whammons and what the stupid whammons do. Today is the whammon hate episode. Let's go. Fuck whammons. Fucking overgrown children. That's exactly what they are. Fucking God. Their brains are on fucking cocaine. Whatever the... estrogen. Estrogen. High on estrogen. Million miles a minute. Fucking tiresome. First thread. 4chan just removed the IP counter. But I guess before we get into the whammon's hate, 4chan removed the IP counter from the board. If you haven't noticed, you can't see IPs for some fuck knows reason. Wow, great job, 4chan. Awesome. This American says, because you're a bunch of goddamn retards, it was clear that most IPs were just Israelis. Americans, which has the largest Jewish population in the world, was second. People noticed. This is a kike board now. Odds are, poster who said something idiotic is a kike. And then he lists posts on poll by flag, and it's all Israel. Like, literally, Israel is number one, and then it's America. So that's what 4chan is now. I told you guys, it's all kikes. It's kikes all the way down on 4chan right now. It's all kikes. And people are noticing, finally. People are finally noticing that there's hundreds of kikes that surf this board daily. And they subvert it constantly. Hundreds of Jews. Seethe posting. So tiresome. Whatever. They removed the IPs. Is it a statement? Is there a reason for it? Who the fuck knows? But they're doing things, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really... Is it even really that useful? You get so many one post by IDs, and it's like the only time I've ever really used it is in the sticky threads to see if the sticky threads are popular. Besides then, does it really help or do anything or give you any information now with all the bots and VPNs and IP dodging? It's like, huh, it's not even that accurate anymore, really.
So is it really that big of a loss? Nah, nah. On to the misandry thread. Also by a Catalonian. A lot of Catalonian threads today. I wonder why. This is next level male humiliation. The Hollywood. I love how that he says that. The Hollywood. The Hollywood is sending a message to young men. Wake up. There's underlying misandry propaganda in the Oscars. It's been telecasted all over the world. Never pay a penny to the far left. Demonic Hollywood. Fuck John Cena. Fuck Jews. John Cena just bows to his masters. John Cena does whatever his masters tell him for that paycheck. John Cena wants the paycheck. John Cena's a good boy. John Cena does whatever daddy tells him to do. Daddy says apologize to China. John Cena learns Mandarin and fucking talks Chinese and shit. Crazy. This American says, this is funny, lighten up. LOL. LMAO even. Go fuck yourself. It's the antithesis of funny, you fuck. It's the antithesis of funny. You know what's funny? How about you strut out a woman out on stage like she's a fucking dog, bitch? That's funny. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. So funny. Slap her on the ass. Ha ha. Lighten up, bitch. Being a WWE wrestler wasn't humiliating enough. LMAO, LOL even. Fucking Americans worship faggot wrestling. No, we Americans don't do not. I'm Southerner. I'm fucking white trash shit. And even then, I watched wrestling as a kid. It's something kids, it's literally children entertainment, which is insane. It's white trash kid entertainment, really. It's geared at kids. You have sexy ass women, fucking teens going through puberty, want to see sexy ass women doing sexy ass shit. And you want to, really, kids want edgy stuff. So yeah, it's kind of like adult-ish themed entertainment that's geared at kids is what wrestling is. It's fake. It's not real. Apparently, Vince McMahon stepped down as CEO after all the allegations of shitting on some chick's face or something or whatever the fuck it's degenerated into now. Whatever. They won, I guess. He stepped down. Huh. Crazy. Who cares, dude? Just own it. Like, yeah, shit on her face and she loved it. Like, well, I mean, fuck, bro. You're gonna step down as CEO because some woman said you shit on her face? So weird. So, like, what is this world turned into? Sakura says, can we be allowed to choke a bitch? Not to death, but enough to shut them up. Maybe just, like, one per year. So we can have to be methodical about our choice. Every 30 minutes, the front desk calls to ask, just to confirm, says something. Like, your wife's okay, right? Just a little bit of choking. A little bit of discipline. There are states that say physical discipline is acceptable. So it's probably like a state-by-state basis, actually. Though some states are so anal about violence and abuse, it's overboard. It's insane. It's ridiculous. And then the wife can just falsely accuse the husband or the significant other or the... It's just so... It's like, why would a man ever even touch a woman, really? It's so dangerous. It's so fucking scary, really, for men just to do anything. To do anything slightly reaching out because it's like, fuck, man. The woman's going to accuse you of rape. The woman's going to accuse you of just whatever, and then your whole life's ruined. Whole life's gone down the drain because of some stupid woman said something. Women have so much power. It's ridiculous. They have power in the courts. They have power with the judges. They have power in divorce. They have power in everything. They win. They just innately win divorce courts because they queue up the tears. Queue up the tears. Oh, the poor woman's got to help her. Fucking dumb. And then the bad, evil man. So it's just that, I mean, that's the narrative. And is it going to shift anytime soon? Even when the pendulum shifts, will it shift that way? I don't know. I think women will be more put on a they'll be put on a pedestal again in a different way. Women are always put on pedestals in different ways. It's just they have high social value when they're young and they lose social value as they age, which is the opposite for men. Next thread. Hindu headmaster catches four boys raping classmate, scares them off, then rapes her. Meme flag. 14-year-old girl being gang raped by four Hindu boys seeks help from school headmaster during her attack. Instead, the headmaster, who's 55, also rapes her. Now, of course, I'm talking about this because I want you guys to visualize it in your head, because that's how you get clicks and clickbait and stuff. And then I can put in the title, you know, like, girl raped or something. And then, I don't know, what it's the visual. I don't know. It's what all the pedophiles do to get, like, I'm not a pedophile. I'm going to talk about the pedophile stuff. And then it gives me permission to, like, oh, man, that headmaster shouldn't have fucked that 14-year-old girl. Like, dude, no, I don't know, man. I don't know, kind of hot. Fucking girl raped, dude. And then she goes, dude, I don't know, man. This whole story's crazy. Girl's raped by four boys. She goes up to the headmaster. Headmaster, I was raped. Save me. Save me. And then he rapes her, too. Based. Based. Hot. First post hot. I don't know. People get, like, the whole Vosh. People, like, Vosh is all worried about finding a Lolicon folder on his computer. I don't give a fuck, man. Fuck this fucking 14-year-old girl. Dude, Nikki's gonna have a fucking filled day with this episode. Oh, well. Yeah, she was asking for it. You know, she should put more clothes on. Asking for it, fucking women's. Fucking woman. Dude, you guys want some real life shit? Want some real life? Here you go. Every woman I've ever been with, every woman I've ever talked to, communicated with, has always been abused, man. My ex-fiance had so many fucking, just, dude, I'd have her tell me about all her escapades and fucking, I really wanted to know about how she was abused. I want the secrets. That's what Lou wants, right? That's what you guys want too, right? You want the life secrets. The stuff they don't want to share with anybody because it's too hard, too traumatic to talk about. The stuff you got to really edge out because they don't want to talk about it. Not just her, but like every female member of my family, and I have a lot of females in my family. So like lots of cousins and sisters, my mother. Every female in my family, man, has been abused, has been fucked up, that has some crazy skeletons in their closet, some weird stories. I could go into fucking stories. Here's a fucking story. One of my cousins from California, when she was a little girl, okay, I'm talking like 12 years fucking old, okay, you want some fucked up, not Lolicon, child pornography type fucking real fucked up pedophile shit. Here you go. Here's some stories for you, or some real life fucking shit. My cousin, she was like 12 years old. Her mother, the boyfriend she was with, pulled her into the fucking garage and had her, like, the little girl give him a blowjob. And she didn't even know what the fuck was going on. He was like super drunk or something and like pulled her into the garage. And so she did it, and then she told the mother, and the mother, like, didn't do anything. I don't know. It was fucking weird. It's just, like, abuse. Just abuse. So, there's a fucked up story, and what came of it, they're all fucked up. They're all fucked up. It's just a fucked up family. Fucked up. Like, how does that even happen? How is your daughter not educated to not know if some guy does that? Like, maybe you should just say no or something. It's just weird. I don't even think he was fucking punished for that shit, which is insane. But that's like during when I was like a kid when all that fucking, I didn't even know any of that was happening. Where was I going with that? Crazy. Anyways, every woman I've ever known has been fucking abused and fucked up, and just something horrible has happened to them where some guy has fucking attacked them. My ex-fiance, when she was a little girl, some fucking old dude on a porch molested her. So some, like, I guess she was sitting on a porch with some old guy or something, and he, like, molested her, like, felt her up and shit, fingered her and crap, like, went and, like, literally inserted his finger into her and shit on that porch. Some old dude. It's like every woman I've ever known or talked to has some fucked up story where they were molested or fucking taken advantage of by some male. And every woman, no exception. every fucking woman, when you dig deep enough, I feel like has just been abused or fucked up or some shit has happened. Just some guy has lost his mental acuity for a moment and just, oopsie whoopsie. Carl's some guy, aka their last boyfriend. It's like, I mean, what secret stories did you have? The old dude fondling her. She had a bunch of stories about old boyfriends doing things she didn't want, like she wouldn't want sex or something, and then the boyfriends would push her too hard or push her too far and then take advantage of her and blah 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 blah. There was this one story she had where she had sex in a dugout or something. Jamal the Wicked says, women aren't meant to have multiple sex partners. I agree. They're meant to have a male to protect them. Women are meant to have a fucking male to protect them. We live in a society, and this society, we are fucking animals, really. And I kind of live in poverty, and I believe, sure, maybe in more stable of conditions, maybe in more stable families where you have the mother, the father, and just a better income, maybe you can protect the child and the whammons long enough to where they're not fucking abused constantly, and you educate them well enough to where you can protect them. I mean, I don't think that every single woman on planet Earth is like abused and fucked up, but I think it's like 99%. I think it's like 95%, 90%. Just every woman I've ever fucking interacted with ever that I get down deep or something, there's something there. I just don't believe them. Wow, honey, that's awful. Anyways, Wiz, dude, you need to get pure whammons young before they have 20 fucking partners, 100 partners. Just these women just have body counts in the double digits and the triple digits, man. And they lose that pair bonding ability. They can't pair bond anymore. So you need like young whammons that can pair bond. But I mean, it's like, that's if you want a family. That's like if you want that. Deadeye says, that's why we should bring back polygamy? What the fuck? No. Marriage between a man and woman is good and healthy. A child needs a mother and a father. A child needs both. It's a balance. It's a healthy family. Risk getting killed by a man in rut over some whammon who will snap her fingers 2 minutes later and have you in jail for rape or get half your stuff? No thanks. Yeah, I feel you, Dio. Yeah, I feel you, man. Ain't worth it. This finishing on says, good thing the parents didn't rape her when she arrived home, or the hospital staff. The 14-year-old girl. Ugh. Fucking poos, man. My favorite hentai plot, dude. Hey, really? Total happiness levels increased. Just accept your fate, Loli. Just accept your fate. You are a piece of meat now. Serious question, do Muslim Indians do this, or is it mostly a Hindu thing? I think it's a fucking poo shit skin thing. I think it's just a part of their DNA. It's Indians. Raka Stan says, I'd rather be a murderer than a rapist. Look out, women. Oh shit, fucking well, that's some incel energy. Ooh, shit. Ooh, watch out. Need corrective rape. Corrective rape. Didn't the same story happen, but with a cop instead of a headmaster? Probably. This meme flag Reddit spacing person says, Anon, this happens every day, multiple times a day in India. Every single Hindu rape ape is raping at all times, no matter what their job or state they find their victim in. Dude, that's what I was talking about. Remember when I was talking about the legless whammon the other day on the train tracks and she was surrounded by poos? I was like, man, I bet they're all just wondering who's going to rape her first. Like, who's going to rape her first so I can rape her second? Oh, man, poos. Just a rape fest. This American says, odd how there are videos of every cartel murder, but not one gang rape vid. There's gang rape vids. I've seen gang rape vids. What are you talking about? I've seen rape vids. There's stuff out there. You can find it if you look harder. Go and just surf B a lot. The feds post it all the time. The feds on B, the glowies on B posted all the time. Just go surf there, you'll see stuff eventually. Just keep surfing. Keep surfing the porn-infested B, you'll find it eventually. Amongst the traps. Whatever, next fed. We'll cleverly dodge the 14-year-old rape thread. What do we take from that thread? I don't know. It's a 14-year-old. The world sucks. Sucks to be a whammon. All whammon are abused. 14-year-old girl gets raped by 4 boys. Goes to her headmaster. Help me, please. Gets fucking raped again. That's the world. That's life. Get fucked. Next thread. This is why I can't have a YouTube channel. However bad you may think things are in your life right now, just remember you're not Anita Sarkeesian staging a wedding-themed 40th birthday party at which she didn't actually get married. Wow, imagine having a 40-year-old imagine slamming past the wall and to celebrate, you have a fake marriage. Wow. This is like new levels of wham and cope that I didn't think were possible. This South African says, this will be the happiest she ever was. I suspect suicide or serious substance abuse in the near future. Yeah, like celebrating what she can't have or will never have. It's like a fantasy. Just women are, women live in this weird fucking fantasy wonderland zone of insanity. Literal insanity. 40-year-old woman having a birthday party themed as a marriage. Like, what in the fuck? What in the fuck is, what is going through this brain? Crazy. That's what. Crazy. Don't stick your dick in that. Lou has a habit of sticking his dick in crazy. That's for sure. That's for fucking sure, man. Oh my God. American, the divorce lawyer wasn't even invited. It was just a passing Jew that heard wedding bells. Is that like a Jew joke? Jew lawyer joke? That was shit. It was awful. This American says a lot of normies go crazy when they turn 40. More female egocentrism by this stupid cunt. I have no idea why anyone would give a fuck about this lying con artist kike bitch. Well, they just want attention. That's why they're posting it. Everybody wants attention in some way or form. This Denmark Anon replies, my dad always said if a woman hadn't got knocked up by 35, her hormones make her go batshit crazy. Greater than 30 and they really want a baby, but greater than 35 and they go schizo. That's funny. It's hilarious. This guy says big facts. Kid, a wise guru I met told me the same thing. Yeah, sure. It looks like a bot. This Aussie says, this is why 30-year-old women are great in bed. They fuck like absolute tigers because they subconsciously want a kid. This American says, holy fucking shit, no fucking way. Yes fucking way. Many fucking ways. Carl says, in this world it's fucked or be fucked. Wow. That was way funny. That was the only thing worth reading. Everything else was shit. Rainbow Banquet. Yeah. Well, can't find a man. Maybe, you know, start opening the door for a whammon to fucking go oof. As a Turk, I like to apologize for missing this particular Exian. Exian. Sure, that's some Turkish joke. I'm American. Lucky Joe Star says, people typically become attention whores when they grow up with weak family bonds. I think so, but I think everyone in some way or form seeks attention or recognition. Like you want to become a successful at your business or whatever you're doing in life so that people appreciate you. I don't know. Just there's that innate sense of wanting to succeed. I think everybody has that in them. It's just a part of being human. The drive to be better, the drive to compete, the like literal competition. Why does competition even exist? Because you care. You want to be better. You want to be the best. That's why. To show that you're better than someone else, that you can do it better than them. You're the alpha male. You're the you're the Chad. They're the cuck. This Nazi flag says, all these people are so fucking miserable, it's hilarious. You projecting? I think everybody is, man. There's people that are so rich and have just everything they could want, and they're miserable. And there's people that have nothing and are content and happy. And I feel like at times I fluctuate between those two points. And that's okay. We're all doing our best. I think as long as you try to bring more good into the world, more love into the world, that's winning. Also, fuck kikes.
Samarica says, poor thing, she was actually cute like 12 years ago. Feminism ruins lives. Yeah, she was cute 12 years ago, and then she got railed by like 100 guys. Literally boned by 100 guys. She probably got railed to the moon and back. Literally to the moon and back. Railed to the moon and back. Do you know what that means? It means like every time you thrust into her 6 inches, bro. In and out, 6 inches. All the way to the fucking moon. All the way to the fucking moon. Fuck. You know it to be true. God, whore. Isn't she a famous feminist? I remember my name from chauvinist, anti-feminist times. Not like I'm an anti-feminist or chauvinist. I just don't follow the scene any longer because it's proven and case is closed. When you get tired of being accused of objectifying women, so you pack your things and leave. Oh, man. Women, what women want and what they... it's just, they're a fucking perplexing paradox of crazy. So she pretended to marry herself because she thought that marrying herself was too embarrassing. Top Keck. Yeah, the hoops, bro, the hoops, whatever. Next thread, finale of the day. Women are not romantic, die for her. The popularity of Titanic stems from its portrayal of a girl pursuing a man, a scenario that is uncommon in reality. It's unlikely for a wealthy woman to choose an ordinary low-income man as her partner. However, this storyline works in the film. Technically, she does not have to stay with him. His death marks the end of the relationship. The man she was gonna marry bored her, which was his only flaw. He kills himself in the end, while she receives the heart of the ocean. She feels entitled to it, but this does not make the ending romantic. This is a girl's idea of a romantic story. Stealing from her fiancé, fucking a random guy, and letting the fiancé commit suicide. Yep, that's the story. Oh, and the fucked man also dies. I think it's not so much the exact scenario that's portraying the Whammons. It's the perplexing paradox of the Whammon. Like, the Whammon wants to be both the victim and the abuser. Like, it's like the women wants it both ways. He wanted to be, the women's wants the guy and then also wants the guy to die and go away. So it's like, it's complex. This leaf says, green text, the man she was going to marry bored her, which was his only flaw. Girls crave excitement and remember the guys that provide that. Have you ever had a girlfriend? I think he was he was commenting about the movie, Leaf. Fucking Leaf. Keck, so he dies. Very romantic. Girls just want to have fun. They also like shiny objects such as blood diamonds from Africa. How romantic. Well, that sounds like a kikish propaganda push for diamonds. That sounds like to me. You gotta remember these movies are written and directed by kikes. There's probably multiple layers to this OP. This meme flag says, I agree, women don't know what love is. This American responds, this, women are creatures incapable of true, genuine love. I don't know if it's because biology or something spiritual, but Adam and Eve is prime example on how women are incapable of true love. This leaf says, girls pursue guys they think are hot, same with guys. It feels good to be desired. I'm sorry that your life experience didn't bring that to you. You could still be happy and live a decent life, though. Find your happiness. It's not on 4chan, I can tell you that. I don't know, bro. I love 4chan. I find happiness here daily. What are you talking about? What are you fucking talking about? Leafs are dumb. I'm sorry. Leafs, stop it. Stop being so dumb. 4chan is the meaning of life, happiness, and everything. You silly gooses. You just gotta dig through the shit a little bit. This American says, of course women aren't romantic. We're living in Satan's world now. Everything has flipped. Now the men are submissive romantic type. Haha, kike. Submissive romantic men. Oof. This American responds, imagine getting excited for the devil herself whacked. This American says, what a bunch of idiots on the Titanic for allowing women on the lifeboats. If my life depended on it, I'd be pushing the bitches over the fucking railing into the water in order to get to the lifeboat and survive. Based. This American says, die for her, green text. No. No, I just won't do it. Go fuck yourself. Women are romantic at the first 10 minutes of a relationship. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Miss America says, please tell me you're joking. The fiance is a total piece of shit. He's weak, brown noser, swaps a child out to save himself at the end. What kind of weak faggot drowns a child to save themselves only to kill themselves later over a retarded slut losing all their money? Sounds weak as shit. Did he drown the child? I don't remember that. I haven't seen the movie in so long. Leonardo DiCaprio has been running off the fumes of Titanic and fucking 25-year-olds just from that role. That was the last... Dude, he literally... He'll get chicks when they're like 20 years old. He'll fuck them for like 4 years, man, and then he ditches them when they right when they hit 25. It's insane. I don't know. He gets them young and he fucks them and then he gets rid of them, or I don't know. Someone has the chart. Someone has the Leo chart. He has a goddamn system, bro. He has a system. He has a system for fucking the whammons. He's got it down. The film is full of character paradoxes. She cheats, yet's loyal when she rescues Leo for being locked up, but then goes on to abandon him. Well, that's fucking whammons, man. She keeps the jewel but never uses it. Self-made woman BS, yet she marries and starts a family, but doesn't help her offspring out by giving them the jewel. Yeah, it's fucked up. She throws it in the ocean. What a bitch. Like, she has kids and a family. Yeah, fuck giving them that jewel. I'm just gonna throw it in the fucking ocean. What a bitch. What an absolute bitch. The character isn't realistically written. I think I wanted to tell a story of... Dude, like, literally, what an absolute Karen. She throws the heart of the ocean, which is like this huge diamond, into the ocean. Wow. Cool. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Stupid old lady. Dumb. Fucking crazy whammons. I'm gonna throw the diamond in the ocean. Fuck. This American says, I hate the trope of the hot girl aggressively pursuing the awkward, nerdy guy. I guess, but there's people without charisma that don't think that they'll ever get any, and they feel like they need to have the whammon pursuing them. It's weird. I tell my wife this never happens, but she's sure it does. These things are written by women who fancy themselves in the dominant position, you know, dykes. I don't know. I'm sure there's aggressive-ish women. There's definitely women that get a little pushy, sure. But if you're a nerdy guy and you're socially awkward and you're in that kind of situation, you think the hot girl being aggressive is going to make the situation any less fucking awkward? No. If you're an awkward guy in an awkward situation and the girl's coming on to you, it doesn't matter if she's aggressive or not. It's going to be awkward. Stop being awkward. Rakasan says, Eve was made from a man's rib, meaning Eve is the first tranny. Well, that's random. That's funny as fuck. Lilith fucked the beast and shat out the niggers and the poos. Isn't there something with Lilith and babies? Isn't Lilith like the babies or something? Bashy says, if you have trouble with women, focus on your career and get the money and spend less time indoors. Exactly. Don't give whammons power. And fucking, I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of whammons try to trap you with the kids. The whammons try to trap you with the kids. They'll do the, check your condoms, man. Check the condoms for the holes. Like, women do crazy shit. Oh my God. I don't even know what the point of today's episode was. We had the 14-year-old getting raped by the professor. That was totally not a hentai plot. Hot. We had women are not romantic. I mean, what is the message from today's show? Was this enough whammons hate? I don't know. Clown World says, Lou, take Fasci's advice and touch grass. I literally just touched grass. Clown World, I literally just touched grass. Literally. That's what the great American road trip was. I was testing my car to see if it would survive the great American road trip. And now that I know that it definitely wouldn't, thank God I'm super safe, Lou, I'm going to get my car repaired and fixed up and spark plugs, and we're gonna go on a real great American road trip all the way around for reals. Fuck, as my car will actually be functioning this time. It's gonna be awesome. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. That's it. Fuck whammons. They're a paradoxical paradox that want to be raped and also want to be upheld as a princess at the same time. It's perplexing. I love you guys. I don't know. That's it. That's the show. Bye.
Hey, guys. Kiwi here. Thought I'd show you a bit of the place here in New Zealand while I go and check on a water leak. Check this leak. Bummer, guys, looks like a water leak, but hey, at least I got a good view.